Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. The price of diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. President Biden is in Buffalo, New York, meeting with grieving family members of the 10 people killed in a mass shooting at a supermarket on Saturday. Police say the shooting was racially motivated. An 18-year-old suspect is in custody. He pleaded not guilty and is due back in court Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Steps are being taken to ease the ongoing nationwide baby formula shortage. Abbott, the company with a shuttered plant in Michigan, has entered into a consent decree with the FDA in a bid to restart production at its facility. A court must approve it, and initial requirements to restart the plant must be met. When that happens, the facility could come back online within 2 weeks. However, it's estimated that various products made by Abbott won't be available on shelves for 6 to 8 weeks from the time when the plant was once again operational. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland confronting him about the Justice Department's refusal to prosecute illegal pro-abortion protests at the homes of pro-life justices ahead of their expected ruling against Roe versus Wade. The congressman arguing that a clear bias exists within the Biden administration regarding protesters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The suspect in California's mass shooting is due in court today. He's facing a slew of charges for allegedly opening fire inside an Orange County church on Sunday. The 68-year-old is accused of killing one person and wounding five others before parishioners jumped into action by tying him up with electrical cords. As for motive, investigators believe that the alleged murderer, a Chinese immigrant, held a grievance involving the Taiwanese community. As crime continues to rise in Democratic-led cities, one mayor is taking action.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says that new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And finally, Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and boy, do we have a story for you. Patrick Gironde joins us now. His new book, Flight of the Rondon, is a high school dropout versus Big Pharma, the fight to save my son's life. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much.
Boy, where do I start here, Patrick? I mean, yours is such an incredible story that most people probably wouldn't believe all that you have endured. I mean, you've been strangled, you've been shot at, you've skated more than 20 arrests, made it through three FBI witch hunts, you went from the docks to trading and big money. What a life! I mean, it's like any one of these things is a career in and of itself, right?
Yeah, no, I've been very fortunate. It's been a very colorful time down here.
So what did you think as you were going through this? Did you figure somewhere at the end of it all it would make sense? Is that what your hope was?
No, you know, I grew up on the south side of Chicago in a blue-collar neighborhood, and I think that's kind of how everybody that grew up in blue-collar neighborhood lived for the most part. I mean, I really didn't see anything exceptionally or even kind of, how can we say it, different about my life. But, you know, I was always ended up, my friends would say I stepped in crap and came out smelling like a rose. I was just a lucky guy.
Well, here, I mean, you're a high school dropout. You're not supposed to be this successful, much less writing a book.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, the high school dropout, I mean, I was in front of Judge Clarence Bryan at 61st and Racine above the police station in the courthouse, you know, 20 times. And finally he said to me, young man, he was a dark-skinned judge, great guy. And he just looked at me and he said, Patrick, I've seen you in front of me too many times. So either you bring it enlistment papers or you're going to the prison. So I ended up, I was 16, and the only service that would take me was the Air Force, because they had something called the list, delayed enlistment program. And so I was in the military. I got out, drove trucks, you know, drove a truck, loaded on the docks. And a friend of mine offered me a spot as a runner and down, you know, at the Board of Trade in Chicago. And I accepted it and ended up on Oprah Winfrey Show as a guest twice. First time for most Rags to Riches, second time for Famous American Chauvinist, because I had been in Playgirl as one of the America's Most Eligible Bachelors with Magic Johnson and Sylvester Stallone. And I had an interview with Janet Davies, and she said, are you ever going to get married? And I said, yes. And she said, well, tell us about the woman that you like to marry. I said, well, I want her to be a virgin. And, oh, my God. So I ended up on Oprah Winfrey for Famous American Chauvinist.
Well,
and, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, by the way. I mean,
you know, well, no.
Want to marry a porno star? I mean, I don't get it.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, and the other side, which a teacher that I loved said, well, you got to be what you want. So, you know, or at least have some you know, some consideration. I mean, if you yourself aren't a virgin and yet you want a virgin, then maybe you need to get your life together a little bit. Just saying, it does work both ways, right?
Well, look, you know what? Men have been on the earth 5 million years. For 4,995,000 of those years, men have been tribal warriors and hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Women, instead, who are the seed of life because they were shrewd enough to protect the offspring from the men in a lot of ways, you know, they basically stayed in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, man didn't enter into agriculture until 5,000 years ago. As a result, man lived to be 20 years old, 22, 23. And what happened? They were killed because, you know, I mean, there was a lot of widows around. So
right.
It's actually in man's DNA, in my opinion anyway, to not necessarily be monogamous.
Monogamous.
That's the way it is. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, the Muslims make up about 1.3 million people on Earth. I mean, and I don't care one way or another, to be quite honest. It depends on the decision that you make. But
right.
I didn't see it a big deal that I wanted to marry a virgin. And it does go both ways. But, you know.
No, but ideally, you know, I get it. So the book, Flight of the Rondon, why the title of the book?
Yeah, so Rondone is, I live in Italy, so I've lived.
Oh, Rondone, okay, all right, go ahead.
Right, and Rondone is a bird that flies up to 140 miles an hour, comes from South Africa into our town and lays eggs in the church, you know, in the roofs of the churches and the old buildings. But it's very short and has a wingspan that's very long, and as a result, cannot land on the ground. It has to land at least two stories high so that it can throw itself into the wind and begin flapping its wings and taking off. Well, when they fall to the ground, which often happens because they collide into each other, they're maybe young, you have to take them into your hands and throw them as hard as you can into the air, hoping that you can get them up, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet so that they can start flying. And in my lifetime, and as you said, I've been through many things. Thank God. It's been a wonderful life. There's been so many people, men and women, who have helped.
I love this. Just to interrupt you, Patrick, just to interrupt you for just a second. You said, thank God it's been a wonderful life. And, you know, we go down through this litany of experience you've gone through, you know, been strangled, shot at, you know, had 20 arrests, FBI witch hunts, all this stuff. And your conclusion has been a wonderful life. I mean, some people are going, my goodness, I'm so stressed out over the first, you know, several experiences that you've gone through.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what, that's kind of it's kind of the sign of the times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Today we live in a period where it almost seems like they're trying to make weakness turn it into a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I mean, all of us, you know, we grew up, no one has had an easy life. No one has had sick parents or sick children or I mean, you know, it's tough for everyone and in a certain sense. But in the end, getting over the toughness and the challenges is just, for me, the best part of life. And I've been so fortunate to have many challenges.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is what has defined your character. And, of course, the book, you know, whether it's your life or you're talking about, you know, the fight to save your son's life, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. My son was diagnosed with a very rare blood disease. They said he wouldn't make it to be 14 years old. You know, within 3 or 4 months, I started a pharmaceutical company. Today, Sound Rockwell Therapeutics is still growing strong. We were pioneers in gene therapy. I mean, we were in gene therapy before anybody knew what gene therapy was. We delivered the world's first batch of gene therapy vector for thalassemia and sickle cell disease way back in 2010. And it's a wonderful story. And actually, I'm talking to you from the American Society of Gene and Cell Therapy in Washington, D.C., where I'm here for 4 days of meetings. It's wonderful. Unfortunately, as the book will explain, the project was all sabotaged by the bankers, the big farmers, the banksters, the corporations, whatever your name for it is. And we ended up on a 6-year court battle. You know, it was a front page in the New York Times, many Bloomberg articles, and it was 6 years that it went on. And the court, the costs of the case had to be, you know, between both of us, $40-50 million. And it's just incredible. that today this goes on constantly, especially with pharmaceuticals.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more, you know, from Patrick after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Bill Martinez here. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're talking with Patrick Gironde, his new book, Flight of the Rondone, a high school dropout versus Big Pharma, the fight to save my son's life. Patrick, sadly, your battle with Big Pharma is not just one story and that's it. I mean, this is one of probably millions in the naked city, as they would say, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's go back and talk about Vioxx. Vioxx was a Merck drug that they knew that people that took it had a six-time better chance of having heart attacks. Vioxx hid that data. They ended up making about $12 billion. They got fined $950 million. Then we can talk about Paxil. Paxil was a GSK drug, and it basically they hid. They knew that they were hiding, that it was creating suicidal thoughts in adolescents. Mm-hmm. In the end, we lost an estimated of about 60,000 children to suicide who were on Paxil. And then after they got fined, they made $12 billion, got fined, I think, $3 billion. And then the worst one of them all, of course, is Sackler Family in Purdue. They knew what they were doing, getting these people hooked on drugs. We've had over a million overdoses, 107,000 last year alone. All of these white-collared criminals, you know, in the book I talk about how I grew up. And, you know, the old days, the FBI was worried about the mafia who killed up to 200 people a year. I mean, Big Pharma's killing 100,000 people a year. I mean, John Gotti, at the height of his power, made about $10 million a year, they claimed. I mean, if you take the executives of Big Pharma and put them together, they're making over $1 billion a year. So a friend of mine who actually is a professor at John Madison, he wrote a great article in 2019 that got a little bit of press, and it's why we should use RICO against Big Pharma executives. And, you know, just like Me Too clawed back, and, you know, they're trying guys, you know, and women from 30 years ago who supposedly acted inappropriately, et cetera, et cetera. I'm hoping that someday we'll have the same exact thing and that we're back able to go and go after Big Pharma, who has killed so many of our children and our parents and our loved ones.
Well, you know, Patrick, what you're talking about right now is looking at yesterday, and here we are coming out of 2.5 years of COVID. How many other nightmares are we looking forward to there with Big Pharma and their involvement with this pandemic?
You know, it's just like you said. When we were growing up, healthcare was basically a service. I can remember my mother loading us up onto a bus and going to see Dr. Farrell, and he checked us out. And, you know, if my mother had $10, he got $10. If she had $20, he got $20. Because it was a service. It was about patients. And slowly but surely, it's been turned into an industry. And today, I mean, whether you're talking about people that have inflamed prostates that get treated for cancer, you know, and there's been tens of thousands of people that's happened to. If we're talking about the women who ended up getting cesareans, I mean, that stopped as of about 8 years ago. But, you know, it's all about the bottom line and money. And so many of our hospitals today are owned for for-profit corporations.
Exactly. Well, it's the old business axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for, right? I mean, they're driven by the money. And this is what we see happening. You know, and as we continue to find out more and more about it, I mean, here it is. I mean, you and your family, just kind of salt of the earth people, you know, common sense peace people that just want to work hard, do right by their families. And here you are. I mean, probably unbeknownst to you as you were growing up and through all the experiences that you went through, little did you know that there was a greater plan for you and for you to lead the way in so many ways, especially with pharmaceuticals. I mean, I can't imagine you growing up on the south side of Chicago saying, hey, look, I'm going to get involved with, you know, therapeutics, and I'm going to, you know, be a singer, a songwriter, an author, and a founder of a therapeutics operation. I mean, this has been quite a ride for you.
Well, you know, thank you. And, you know, a lot is my mother. I was, you know, born and raised a Catholic, and yesterday was one of my favorite gospels, and I won't bore everybody, but basically, Jesus said, you know, my commandment is to love others as I loved you. And if you do so, people will know that you're my disciple and you're my follower. And you know what? It's all about love. And we have so many patients who are Muslim and who are Jewish and who are Hindu or whatever. And I don't really care. I say we're all brothers and sisters, and that's because that's the way that I was raised. And it's amazing that they say, you know, you can take the kid out of the neighbor, but you can't take a neighbor out of a kid. Right now, as we're speaking, my attorneys are on the phone with Bluebird Bio attorneys. Now, Bluebird Bio was a company that was worth $12 billion in 2018. The CEO in 2018 made $24 million alone, and they basically sabotaged my project. We have all of the proof.
Absolutely. evidence
and everything? Mm-hmm. Yeah, evidence, everything. And it finally settled at the end of November of 2020. They wanted me to sign a disparagement, and I said I will not sign a disparagement. The people that, that was involved with, as well, the co-defendant, I did have to sign a disparagement with them. But basically, they had to give $1 million to basically the Bluebird because I wouldn't sign a non-disparagement. This isn't stuff made up. This isn't stuff from a film. This is what's really happened. Well, a week ago, I sent one of my books to Nick Leschly, the CEO of Bluebird Bio. Today he moved over to another company that he can pillage, you know, basically a pillage. But this is a guy who's got to be worth over $100 million from Bluebird Bio alone. And I just wrote a nice note to him. And I just said, you know, Nick, there is no law against greed, so there should be no law against stealing. And I had an interview a week ago. This came up in the interview. And during the interview, I basically said, it's hard. You know, the guy asked me about failure in life. And I said, I've had a lot of failures, but the biggest one was I allowed myself to get outsmarted. My son would have been cured along with hundreds of other patients 3 or 4 years ago. And it's very hard because it's, you don't know what you do. I mean, what you should do as a protector of your sheep, of your children, of your friends, et cetera.
Right.
And I said it would be so easy to eliminate these people, especially in the United States where 90% of murders never get resolved. I said, but I'm a Catholic, and I try to continue to be a good Catholic. And, oh, my God, there right now there's big fireworks going on between my attorneys and their attorneys because, of course, they're trying to accuse me of, you know, doing things that I haven't done and saying things that I haven't said. But I am a salt, you know, nuts and bolts kind of a guy. When I was growing up and you had a beef with somebody, you walked outside, you settled it like a man, you didn't call the police. And, you know, I think someday, and hopefully we'll be that kind of a nation again soon, where we're not rewarding victimization. Everybody's a victim, you know, and you know, become a nation of fine men and women, which we are. And, yeah.
Well, Patrick, it is quite the story. We've got about a minute and a half left, and we're talking with Patrick Girondi, his new book, Flight of the Rondoni, High School Dropout versus Big Pharma, The Fight to Save My Son's Life. How is your son doing?
My son is now 32 years old. He's alive. Yeah. He has a restaurant in Italy. He opened it up about a year ago, and he's doing well. He transfuses every 20 days blood. He's never complained once about his plight in a life, never said, why is me? He rides mountain bikes. Most of our patients really don't work, but my son does everything. He is just a blessing to me, and like I said, when he was diagnosed, I said he would make it to 14 years old.
And so here he is. He's not. Go ahead.
Yeah, here he is, and that's thanks to a lot of wonderful people, because in the United States, for example, he did experimental medicine with a wonderful professor from the University of Boston. And we have so many wonderful people in our healthcare industry in the United States. I hate when people make it all black or all white because, unfortunately or unfortunately, it's all gray. But they're not the people making the money. You know, it's being taken over by bankers.
It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Flight of the Rondoni, of course, available at all the usual places. Right, Patrick?
Thank you very much. Yes, Amazon and BAM and Target or wherever, it's everywhere. I mean, you know, because the publisher is Tony Lyons of Skyhorse. Now, they just did Robert F. Kennedy's book. They did Alan Dershowitz's book, et cetera. As a matter of fact, there was an article the other day that said Skyhorse Publishing is single-handedly saving journalism in the United States because he is publishing these stories that no one else, they're too hot for anybody else to handle.
And we thank you for coming on the show and sharing it with us. You take care. Have a great day.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223.
800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
That's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. The price of diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. President Biden is in Buffalo, New York, meeting with grieving family members of the 10 people killed in a mass shooting at a supermarket on Saturday. Police say the shooting was racially motivated. An 18-year-old suspect is in custody. He pleaded not guilty and is due back in court Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, May 15th is National Police Week, okay? This week, right now, that we are in the middle of it. It was established by President John F. Kennedy to honor and recognize the sacrifices of those who protect and serve. Every year, officers and their families gather in D.C. to encourage one another, participate in forums, and a Memorial Day to honor fallen officers. With us right now is Adam Davis, who's back with us, author, and of course, he's the author of Proud, not Proud Police Wife, forgive me. He is the author of Prayers and Promises for First Responders. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much for having me back on.
Oh, always good to have you here. Rebecca was going to join us, but I guess she's got a pet emergency she had to deal with, so it's going to be you and me. You're going to have to put up with me. Is that okay?
Just a.
Hey, well, let's give a dutiful and honorable shout out to the Men of Blue. You know, they have gone through hell and back, for the American people, and you know, here we are now. You've got all these jumpy blue states that realize, whoa, you know, even though their people locally said, no, you don't want to defund police, you know, you don't want to go there. But they couldn't help themselves for the sake of politics and whatever. They ended up shooting themselves in the foot, so to speak. And now they're going, hey, we need to have you back. Well, they kind of, you know, Etu Brute to the Men in Blue, and you know, they said, okay, we're going to take our retirement, the Men in Blue, and justifiably so, and get out of the fray of it all. And somehow, I'm sure some officers, because they're so dutiful, will consider going back. But many have said, hey, go pound fish. You know, you've proven to be disloyal and non-supportive of me for all that I put on the line, my very life, the support, you know, and protection of my own family. You put at risk, and now you want to say you're sorry and have me back. I mean, boy, this is a tough situation for the Men in Blue, is it not? Not to mention the communities that need them.
Yeah, you know what? We need men and women who are willing to stand up and speak out for the voice of good and the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you give the microphone to people who hate what is good and love what is evil, and they want to redefine good and evil. And this is not a time for the church especially to be silent. This is a time for those who have surrendered their lives to Jesus to be a voice, and to do it in the right way, of course, but to be a voice for what is good. And I talk to veteran cops all the time, and, you know, I've had so many of them tell me, you get a chance to tell people, you tell them we appreciate them buying our meals and giving us books and buying us coffee, but what we really, really need is somebody to be our voice in town square.
Exactly.
People are calling for, you know, for defund the police or whatever idiotic move they want to make. I mean, defund the police is the most un-American, unpatriotic, and the most absolute asinine thing anybody can think of. It obviously hasn't been thought through all the way, because the people who are going to suffer are the citizens, you know, mm-hmm. the people who need those services. So we need to get a backbone again in our country and stand up against this liberal left garbage. And we need to stand up and fight back. It's time to push back. You know what? I'm proud to say I was a cop, and I'm proud to say I support law enforcement, and I stand up for what's good. And I'm a proud American. And we need more people to stand up and be that voice.
Amen. Adam, as you pointed out earlier, and we've been, this has kind of been the theme of the show here recently, and that is that, you know, for people that can acknowledge righteousness, not everybody can do that. That's the problem. And, you know, there's a clear delineation between good and evil. Now, that issue has been a little bit gray, and it's been confused, because if you don't know what good is, you're going to end up falling for evil. This is why so many people, with all due respect, but you got to call it for what it is, fell in line with Black Lives Matter. People who knew and discerned and were discerning understood what Black Lives Matter was all about. Black Lives Matter is not about Jesus Christ. It is not about the God that you and I serve. It's not about righteousness. It's just about raining hell on communities. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, look at it. At the end of the day, you say, okay, what value did Black Lives Matter bring to the local communities? Over $4 billion of destruction, small businesses chased out of local communities, big businesses that say, hey, I'm never coming back. I mean, why should I put my, you know, my people and my investors at risk for communities that cannot abide to law and order? But this is what the Marxists wanted. This is what Black Lives Matter wanted. And so Black Lives Matter ends up with mansions, including a $6 million mansion in Los Angeles. Black people hardly get anything at all from Black Lives Matter. But meanwhile, you get all this riotous behavior. And who pays the bigger price? It's law and order and the local communities. It's the men in blue who pay this price, because the people were not discerning, Adam, between good and evil.
Yeah.
They ended up siding with evil. They ended up siding with evil, and I understand that for some people that might come as a bit of a shock, but you know what? This has been the story of humanity forever. You know, we were just talking about it this morning, Adam, that even the Pharisees, you know, that everybody thought, oh my gosh, the Pharisees during Jesus' time, these are holy people. You know, we got to listen to them. We got to follow their ways and everything. Even they couldn't tell the difference between good and evil. And here you've got the Son of God right before them, and they're calling Jesus evil. And so is it any wonder in today's America that people like you and me that want good things for our family, we want good things for them? You know, for the other side, but we're called evil.
Yeah, and we are. And, you know, there was a large publication that recently blasted me because of my stance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that that's what we've got to have. Understand this, that whatever, you know, political agendas, whatever groups, organizations have that they say, you know, we don't want law enforcement in our community, they're not going to stop with just attacking law enforcement. You need to understand that. They want to remove the sheepdog from the picture so they
exactly.
can come after you. They're not going to stop with just removing them. They're coming after you. Mm-hmm. And this is, there's been an attack on the rights of God-fearing American citizens for the past several years. And at some point, we got to push back and we got to stand up and say this, you know, this is enough. You know, you're not going to take away the funding for our law enforcement. You're not going to attack our cops. And we're tired of you killing our cops. And we're going to make sure they have every resource they need. And you know what? We're going to start and we're going to lead this thing in prayer. And we're going to come together as communities and we're going to support our first responders, every one of them, law enforcement, fire,
exactly,
dispatchers, every one of them. And we're going to fly our American flags. And if you want to call me a terrorist, then I'll be a terrorist, if that's what you want to call me, because I'm an American citizen. And I love my country. I love my God. And if you want to change any of that, like Charlie Daniels said, you're going to have to come through me.
Yeah. Well, it's a lie. It is a flat-out lie, and we don't need to agree with the lie. Because the fact of the matter is, Adam, is who sanctified, who established law enforcement? Who did it from the very beginning in the nature of this great universe? It's God Almighty himself that established it. So, you know, in a sense, it's kind of like where we are in the Old Testament when the children of Israel, you know, went to Samuel and said, hey, look, we want a king. We want to be like everybody else. And Samuel says, he goes to God and goes, God, they rejected me. And God says, oh, no, they didn't reject you. They rejected me.
That's
see,
right.
And this is what
this is.
Right? Is this what this is, yeah, to me is what's happening, is that you didn't reject law enforcement. You are rejecting God. This is what this comes down to. And we need to see this, that it is a spiritual battle that we're in. And you and I can stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back on the principles that God has given us, because we know that whenever we follow God, it goes well with us, doesn't it?
100% of the time, brother.
Well, we're talking with Adam Davis. He's the co-author of Prayers and Promises for First Responders. We're going to talk a little bit more about his book. We also acknowledge that this week is National Police Week. So what are you doing for the men in blue? And it's for yourself as well, because they honor us. They honor our communities. And we need to honor one another. And thank you for being a part of the solution, not part of the problem. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more from Adam Davis after this. Stay with us.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know, this song from Danny Gokey, you know, that we just haven't seen it yet, led me to write a commentary that you may have seen. You don't know what you don't know. You know, this is what happens in the spiritual realm. You know, we get so focused on what's happening temporally in this world, five senses awareness that we travel in. We're so focused on that that we get depressed and we think all hell is breaking loose until we're reminded that there is Almighty God. You know, Adam Davis is with us right now. Adam, the reason I'm laughing is I often tell people, you know, my experience has led me to become a but God Christian. And they go, but God, what do you mean, but God Christian? I said, well, because often, you know, when you read in the Bible, you hear all these terrible scenarios that are happening. You know, the children of Israel are surrounded. They're going to get obliterated. They're outnumbered 10-1. And then all of a sudden, it's like you hear the trumpets of heaven coming through and they say, but God. But God comes in and delivers the righteous from all the chaos and craziness. So, you know, this is what I try to look to. And I find myself when I'm in, you know, being affected by the chaos and being too much concerned about the things of the world, I remember, oh, that's right, I'm a but God Christian. You know, I've got to align myself with, you know, what God is seeing, you know, because he calls those things that are not as though they are. He is looking into and knows exactly what's going to happen in the future. It's not a theoretical thing, right? I mean, everything about God is specific and it's exact to the point, right? Adam, are you there? Did we lose him? Oh, okay, all right. After all that big lead-up, we lost him. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, yeah, this is the thing. Maybe you can agree with that scenario there, as I was explaining to Adam, is that, you know, we just don't know. But God, this is the way God does things. I mean, you can't possibly create the universe and do it based on theory. Everything is exact, and science, as smart as they think they are, right? Oh, you know, got to follow the science. We know so much more. Yeah, you think you know so much more, but actually what happens with revelation and with understanding, and real scientists will tell you, is the more they learn, the more they realize how much they don't know. Right, Adam?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't have law and order without having your heart surrendered to Jesus. That's the end of the story. You know?
Yeah, and exactly.
Without law and order, you know, God's a God of order. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times you'll hear this leap of faith talk, and God's got an order. He's very strategic. And, you know, any type of talk that's, you know, against law enforcement or against order in our country, I think is demonic at its core.
Yeah, without a doubt. And like you said, it really commands. I mean, we are commanded. The church is commanded. The people of Jesus' church is commanded to stand up for this insanity. I mean, because when you look at the history of this great country, I mean, this country has been such a awesome, awesome manifestation of, you know, of God's order of things, God's fulfillment of his promise. I mean, you think about this great American experiment, which was an answer to prayer by the pilgrims, that all they wanted to do was, God, can we have a place where we could just worship you freely? Would that be possible? And then God answered that prayer, and he gave us America. And no sooner did we get America, you couldn't, you know, Satan couldn't handle it. He had to come in and bring his ideology in, and it's been a battle ever since for 250 years. And so we're not surprised that it's coming down like this. I say we're not surprised. People of the promise, people of faith, knew and have understood all along that we are dealing in the devil's domain. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, this gives us supernatural power to defeat the devil and to storm the gates of hell, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? When you realize that everything that you see in the natural world is a result of what's going on in the spiritual world, it kind of brings things to light. You know, it makes more sense that there is a spiritual battle going on, but it's already been won. You know, and we've been deployed. I like to look at it like this. We've been deployed here on an assignment to be ambassadors of heaven, to fulfill the kingdom work, to do the work, to carry on the work that Jesus did when he was here, to let others know about his love and about his grace, about his mercy, to lead others to him. And the enemy wants nothing more than to keep us distracted, to discourage us, to beat us down, to oppress us, to defeat us. And we have to be different. We have to lead with love, and that begins in a life of prayer. It's not something that you just do before a meal. It's a life of prayer. It's a life of way of life. And working from that perspective changes things. Understanding that we're not battling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and high places. And you know what? Victory is near. He calls us more than conquerors in Jesus. We will win the battle. The battle's won. You got to persevere and endure till the end.
Exactly. Your book, A Prayer and Promises for First Responders. Yep. Why?
Well, you know, I put out Behind the Badge back in 2018. It's a daily devotion for law enforcement. It's done really well. But, you know, in conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman and our team at Broad Street Publishing Group, we really wanted to put together a resource that would touch all first responders, not just my law enforcement brothers and sisters. And so we looked at some of the key issues. We pulled, I think, 78 topics and put together devotions, a list of scriptures for them to refer to. And there's 78 unique prayers in there for them to go to. It's almost like an emergency reference guide. Now, listen, there is no substitute for the Bible, but I wanted to put something together that would help lead others to a relationship with Jesus, sort of help them cultivate an appetite for the things of God's word and a hunger to learn more about what his word says.
Mm. And as you say, I mean, this is a lifestyle. And Adam, you've learned the hard way, just like all of us. You know, we have, you know, maybe you've heard this for a long time, to be in prayer, to covet God's promises, and it sounds good. And for a season, maybe we do it until we stop doing it and realize, okay, what's happening with my life? Whoop, and I got to get back. And so now more than ever, based on experience, you have realized that you cannot be apart from prayer and God's promises.
No, his promises are yes and amen, but you got to know what his promises are. And in order to know them, you got to be in his word.
Amen.
Sort of like having an instruction manual or even a map. You could have a map laying in your vehicle while you're traveling down the road, but if you don't know what the map says, then you're sort of going to be, you know, wandering lost and going at it blind. And that's what God's word is. It's a map for us. It's an instruction manual. And the communication with God is in prayer. You pray, you read the Bible, you listen more than you ask and talk. And it's so important to see what his word has to say about every area of our life. And so that's what prayers and promises is. It's just a reminder that if you want to know what the promises are, you got to stay in a heart of prayer, a spirit of prayer, and know what his word says.
You know, Adam, I figure if Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, said he did not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Here is the Son of God laying out the battle plan for us. I mean, it's like, okay, what else do you need to hear after Jesus makes that statement?
There's nothing else. He set the standard. Jesus has been the standard. He came and he fulfilled the law, and you know, he didn't quit on the way to the cross when he could have called on a host of angels to come to his aid. He right. paid the price for us, you know, and he's already set the standard. He took time to rest when he was on this earth, and you know, I think that's one of the greatest things we can learn is that he set the standard. He didn't quit.
Exactly.
Walk away when it got hard. And you know what? This battle that we're in, it could be burdensome, but Jesus says, come to me, all you who are heavy and weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And so there's rest in the midst of a battle when you lean on him and learn to operate in the supernatural and depend on the power of the Holy Spirit instead of doing it in the natural. We can't do things the way the world does things. We have to do things the kingdom way. And when you do battle the kingdom way, you win 100% of the time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Even though it may not look like you're winning, ultimately, you will win. This is a promise from God himself. What do you say to people who say, well, of course, that's Jesus. Jesus could do that. You know, I'm a mere mortal. I'm like Paul. The things that I say I want to do, I don't do. The things I say I don't want to do, I end up doing. You know, what do you say to people who say that?
I know what you're talking about. I know where you're at. Mm-hmm. But also know where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a song, and I'm sure most of you have heard it, and the title of it is Amazing Grace. And I think we take that amazing grace for granted. We really, really don't understand just how incredibly, wonderfully amazing it really is. And that grace sustains us. It keeps us, and it guides us through places where, you know what, in our weakness, he's made strong. In our failures, he is made perfect. He is everything that we need, our portion, our cup, our strength, our rock. He is the warrior, and the Lord is his name. And you know what? It may not look like you're winning. And you know what? You may not feel like you can live up to that standard. But one day at a time, one step at a time, one prayer at a time, every day a life surrendered to Jesus, you will find victory.
Well, Adam Davis, former police officer with training as a criminal and hostage negotiator, author of Behind the Badge, Prayers and Promises for First Responders and Bulletproof Marriage. This is National Police Week. Adam, the message, we got about 30 seconds that you want to hand out to not only first responders and police officers, but to their families and we the people.
You are not alone. You don't have to battle alone. Americans have your back. And you know what? More than that, there's a living God who has your back. Call on the name of Jesus, and he'll come to your aid.
Adam Davis, you're awesome, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Take care. Godspeed, my friend. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with